In our weaknesses, we seem to think that things is worse than really what they are. If we look around our neighbors, they don't even have electricity. And some don't have no way to heat their homes. And I thank God for the privilege to have something to heat my home, a little electricity. I know it's a privilege, what it is. It's, I tell them, we take for granted electricity. And my mom and dad didn't know, when their younger years, didn't know nothing about this, so they didn't miss it. They had everything, Brother John, everything was, even when I was first raised as a young child, they didn't have much. We cooked on a wood stove. And I cut the kindling and the wood for both the fireplace and the warm morning stove, they called it, and the kitchen stove. And that was my chore. I got up, I told my children, I said, you children don't know about work. I was born and raised on a farm. Many morning I got up before I went to school and milked a cow. And I cleaned barns and I fed and slopped hogs, and I done all these things. But you know, as my mind, I'm glad that I was born into a family that done that. Because if I'd have been born in some city somewhere, I might have been into some kind of meanness, and I'd have never known nothing about the great works of the farm life and how Daddy taught me to work. At the time, I didn't want to do it. I would rather be a playing, like any child would rather play. But I'm glad that I was raised with that, because I understand what work is all about. And I think I have made my employers a good employee because of that. Because I was not lazy. I was taught to work. And I believe the day, this world we're living in, the day that we're not teaching our children how to work. They just give them, give, and they don't know nothing about how to strive to get something. And we must strive to natural things. We must strive to get things in this life, Brother Terry. If we're going to have the blessings, we must work. The Bible teaches us that he said in Adam, he told Adam, when Adam had sinned, he said, all the days of thy life shall thou eat bread by the sweat of thy face. And so the day, brethren, it is not changed. We must eat and strive and eat bread by the sweat of our face. And I know sometime the day that people is always standing, wanting someone else to work, and they receive the reward.
Lord help you.
But brethren, today I declare God intended for all to work. He said, if you don't work, neither should you eat. And I believe that can work in natural ways, or that can work in spiritual ways.
Yep.
So today, brethren, and I think, I told Brother Terry, I've been a studying and a looking and into some things that I'd never really studied a whole lot on, and yet I like to get into things and ponder and think about the things that the Lord has wrote. Some things in the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation, I don't have the understanding of all. So the day, brethren, but let me tell you something. The Bible tells me to abide in the calling wherein I am called. So the day, if I don't have all the understanding and be able to unravel all the things that you might think that I should be able to, I know one thing, brother. I know one that can.
One that can.
I believe the day that there's a God in heaven who rules. rules and super rules in the kingdom of men, and there's none can stay his hand, brother. And he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who will give unto all men liberally, and upbraid of none. So today, if we want to know about God, Brother Bill,
we have to ask.
Whether you're young or whether you're old, you can ask of God. And he said, if you ask, you shall receive. He said to study, to show yourself approved, a workman not to be ashamed of, rightly dividing the word of God. Here today, brethren, God wants us to study his word, and he wants us to give attendance on the reading, and to study, and to work, and to pray, brethren, that we might live a peaceable life and be able to follow the works of the Lord. The idle mind, the old brethren used to say, the old folks used to say, an idle mind is the devil's playground. But let us be up and about our Father's business. Let our conversation be seasoned with grace, brother. Let us walk before God every day as though it is our last day. For God, brother's going to require of our hand today. Today, brother. If you sow unto the flesh, you shall the flesh reap corruption. But if you sow unto the Spirit, you shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Brethren, I want to sow unto the good thing that God wants me to work in, Brother Terry. I want to preach the word. I want to be instant in season and out of season. I want the works of God to be made manifest in my life. I want to hold up the name of Jesus tonight and his way to be the way, the truth, and the life, and his life that he walked upon the earth, brother. He showed to the world of mankind who he was, brother. For God said, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. God, brother, a man had sold himself for naught. I had no way back to God. God created man in the image of God and after his likeness, brother. But man lost the likeness of God down in the garden, brother, when he sinned and Adam lost it, brother. But while we lost in Adam, we gained it in Christ, Jesus the Lord tonight. Thank be to God, brother, who give us the victory. Who give you the victory tonight? It wasn't Adam, brother. The first man, Adam, was made of the dust. The second man, Adam, was a quickening spirit, brother. The spirit that came down from God out of heaven and took upon him the body likened unto us. Sin was accepted, brother. There was no sin in this man. Brother, there was no scowl in his mouth. There was no evil in his heart, brother. When he was on the earth, brother, he spoke good and went about doing good. And all the good that he done, brother, they wanted to crucify him for it. Listen today, why did they want to crucify him? Because he told them the truth, brother. And they didn't want nothing to do with the truth. And can't you
see this world today. They don't want nothing to do with the truth, but they want to make a lie. Brethren, and believe in a lie. Listen, for they lie on every hand. Oh, Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil, for he was a liar from the beginning,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
Listen today, but Jesus come into this world, friend, setting up that new and the living way, brother. Oh, we told his disciple, you go up there, you'll find a little cold time. Listen, you loose him and bring it down here to me. Oh, what if they won't let him go? You tell them the master had need of it. Listen, how was they going to know about the master, brother? How was they going to understand? Don't you know God works on both sides and in the middle, brother? Oh, brother. And they went and got the little ass and brought him down. Brethren, today, listen, and they was going to journey up to Jerusalem, brethren, and they put the Lord upon it, and they strolled down the cone, and they laid branches in the way, and they brought him into the city, brethren. Oh, why did he ride a cone, brethren? And why not? If he'd have rode a stallion, brethren, what would have been the difference? I'll tell you the difference. The little colt was a little beast of burden. He was a little humble. He came lowest of the low. He was born poorest of the poor. He come humble, brethren. He was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. Oh, and we hid as it were our face from him. He was a sting, brethren, smitten. Of God, brethren, tonight. Why was he smitten? Why did he come poorest of the poor? That you and I might become rich tonight, brother. I'm rich tonight, friend. Not because of my will, but because of his will. As he went into the city,
what'd he do?
On this little, you know, brethren, they begin to cry, Hosanna unto the Lord, unto the God of heaven, brother. Hosanna unto his name. They cried, brother, and they cried, and they said around about, tell these to be quiet over here.
What'd they do?
Oh, brother, they just cried the louder. Listen today. That's what we need to do, Brother Terry. Just cry the louder. When they tell them, we can't speak over here. We can't speak over there. Don't you listen to mankind. God give you your breath. With the breath that we have, brother, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, brethren. Listen tonight. Praise him with all that is within you, with all thy strength tonight, with all thy being. Give honor unto his name, for he is worthy. Oh, brethren, they cried, Hosanna unto the King. It cometh in the name of the Lord, brethren. Who is his name tonight? It's his same name that he come here. It's the same name tonight. That name has never changed. That name was given by the angels. He was given a more excellent name, brother, than the angels. Listen tonight at the name of Jesus. Every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. This name is high, brother. Listen tonight. Oh, brother. But what we lost in Adam, through that lowly Lamb of God, we was reconciled by in favor with God.
By what? By the cross.
By his death. No, brother, but moreover by his life. Yeah. And because he lives tonight, we can live also. Because he come over and come out of that grave, went down in into the grave, brother. And on the third and the pouring morning, I came up out of the grave, brother, and told John on the Alabama, John, I am the one, John. They led up the mountain, John, upon the cross. They didn't take my life, John. I laid it down, John. And on the third and the appointed morning, I took it up again. I brung forth out of the grave hope, brother. I brung hope unto mankind. I was he that was dead, but behold, I'm alive and I'm alive forevermore, and I've got the key of death and hell. There's no man can stay my hand. My hand, John, as powerful the night. They drove the nails in my hand, John. Oh, brother, but the hand the night has got my name written upon it. And there's no scale scars in his hand the night, brother. I hear some people saying that they are, but brother, tonight I want you to listen just for a minute. There's nothing going back to heaven, brother, but that which come down from heaven. Did the scars come down from heaven, brother? No. They was afflicted of man. Listen, brother, tonight. Friend, what come down from heaven, brother? That glorified body that John saw on the Isle of Patmos.
Yes.
When he was on the earth, brother, did he have that glorified body? Listen the day, brother. Now he was God in the flesh. He walked into the room where Thomas was, and the door had been shut. But did he have the glorified body? No, brother. Why didn't he have it? Because mortal man wouldn't have understood. They couldn't have seen him, brother. It had blinded their eyes. They couldn't have lived before this glory. It had been too great for them to behold. Brother, and he told Thomas. Thomas said, I will not believe.
Come here, Thomas.
I will not believe until I see the nail prints in his hand and thrust my hand in his side. I won't believe, no, brother, the day. And he told Thomas, come here, Thomas. Thrust thy hand in my side and put thy finger in the nail print. But listen what Thomas said. My God, my God, my Lord. And he said, Thomas, because you have seen, you believe. Blessed is the man who have not seen and yet believe. Oh, do you believe tonight that he is the Son of God? Do you believe he's the one that reconciled us back in favor with God, that we through the sin of Adam lost the likeness of God, but through Jesus Christ tonight we gained it through the blood of the cross, brother? Listen, and that blood was shed for the sin of the world, and whosoever will
believe,
that whosoever will believe in the shed blood of the cross on that day that he shed upon that cross. If you can believe, brethren, tonight, that he said that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name throughout all the world, brethren. And there is, without the shedding of blood, brethren, there is no remission of sin tonight. There's no remission tonight. So because he lives, we can live also. Because he shed his blood, we was reconciled back in favor with God. because he's eternal tonight. We are eternal tonight. This man that you look at is going to die, going to go back to the dust, Brother Terry. A man that's not going to live forever. Listen today. Oh, when the silver cord is loose, brother, and the golden bow is broken at the fountain. When it's broken at the fountain, brother, and I declare the day. he said, then shall man go to his long home.
Yes.
Then shall man return under the dust from which it comes. Yeah. So tonight, brother, we don't know how long it's going to be until the Lord calls for us, but he is going to call in a day and an hour that men is not going to be a-watching and waiting for him. Oh, brother, but he told you to watch and wait, for you know not the hour the Son of Man will come. He's going to come in that day and an hour. He said, even as the thief in the night. He said, if the good man of the house would have known the hour that the thief would have come, he would not have suffered his house to be broken into. No, brethren, today, but he would have watched and kept his house same. Oh, Jesus said, watch and pray, for you know not the hour that the Son of Man will come. But I don't know when he's going to come.
But I know he's coming.
But I know he's coming. I don't know the day, and I don't know the hour, brother. But it's set.
We're not supposed to know that.
I hear people saying that if we'll pray, that God will prolong his coming. I have never written, never read this nowhere in the lids of this book, Brother Fred. God will not change his plan for a nation, much less one per man. God has got a plan. You know what? And all of his works was known unto him from the beginning. When Jesus and the Holy Ghost and God come together, they was together there before there was a world. And I believe the day, brethren, it was determined by the determinant of counsel. There was the counsel, brethren. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. You cannot divide them, brethren. They are one. When you speak of one, you speak of the other. But they were determined that Christ would come into this world and he would die on an old rugged cross and redeem man. His sin, brother, that he had come up against him, that he had no way out, brother, except God had foreseen this and for the foreknowledge of God and known this, brother, there would not have been a remedy, would not have been made, but there was a remedy before the world was when Jesus stood as a lamb slain from the foundation and one said before the foundation of the world. So the day God foreknown it all, seen it, brethren, and he knew what he was going to do. I tell him all the time, God is not up there wringing his hands and thinking, what am I going to do next? Hey, I know this world is turned upside down and they're torn on every hand. But brethren, fear not tonight, for God is in control. He's in control tonight, and you are the apple of his eye. Don't you fear not, little flock, for it was God's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And you know what? There's no kingdom that can overcome this kingdom. Yeah, this kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, brother, and shall not be left unto another people. No, tonight, brother, when God saves you tonight, he adds you unto that kingdom, Brother Fred, and there's none can pluck you out of that kingdom tonight. If you've been born again, you're born into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And brethren, tonight, if you're a part of his body tonight, though they be many members, yet they are but one body.
Yeah.
One body tonight, and that body is surrounded by walls of salvation tonight, brethren, tonight, and we are surrounded, and we have a foundation that is sure and steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, brethren. Apostle Paul said, I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor principality, nor power, things present, things to come, neither any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is given in Christ Jesus the Lord, brethren. That's where it's at tonight. It's in Him tonight that we move and have our being, brethren. And listen tonight in that glorified body that John saw on the Isle of Patmos, brethren, that's outshined the noonday sun, that he set his hair and his head was white like wool. That's the glorified body that he has tonight. Brethren, tonight he had a long white robe on and girded about the paps with a golden girdle, and his feet as if they'd been burned in a fire furnace, or brass, brethren, had been burned in a fiery furnace tonight. Can we ever find where he was in the furnace, brethren? We sure see where he. But I'm going to tell you something: the fire wasn't a burning. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego never even had the smell of smoke upon them. Not a hair of their head was singed, but the king said, did not we cast in three? But behold, I see four, and the one, the form, like the form of the fourth. And this is, I've always wondered about this, brother. How did he know what the Son of God looked like? I hear him say, it said the Son of Man, but it don't say that, brother. It says the fourth is likened unto the Son of God. I'm going to give you a little something else to chew on now. Now it's going to get a little deeper here. It went on down, and when he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the High Most High God, come out of there.
Yeah.
And he began to tell how that in all nations and all kingdoms they shall rule, which wherever they might be, they're going to bow before this name. For he said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had sent an angel and deliver them. Did you? Now you take that home and think about that, brethren. If it was the Son of God, and he said he sent an angel and delivered them out of there. And then, brethren, down in the fiery bush where old Jacob or where Moses, brethren, stood and seen that the voice of God come out of there. And when you start reading, there was an angel of the Lord in that bush. He said, I was afflicted. In the book of Isaiah, he said, I was afflicted in all their afflictions, and the angel of my presence saved them. There's a lot too, sometime when we get into studying, but when you now, I want you to ask you something tonight. What is an angel tonight? They're not something just running out here all over the place. Did God give angels a free choice? Huh? Did God give angels a free choice? I want you to answer that tonight. When you think that the devil come from heaven, and the Bible, nowhere in the Bible I ever read where that the angel had a free choice. They was ministering spirits sent forth from God. They was created, brethren. And they was created for one purpose. Sent forth the angel. Listen how he said this. The angel of the Lord.
Purpose of God.
You know what the little word of means? The little word of means proceeding from. The angel of the Lord. So they proceeded from God, brethren. And they was ministering spirits sent forth into all the earth, brethren. To minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation, brethren. Not that God predestinated them now, that all men was predestined, but the believer was predestinated.
Yeah.
Are you a believer tonight?
Yeah.
Well, it's to everyone that will believe. Yeah. It ain't just to a select few. It's to everyone that will believe upon the name of Jesus Christ shall be saved. And they are heirs of salvation, brethren. And they are heirs, they're joint heirs with God, and they're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ tonight. Is that plain enough, brother?
That's plain enough.
That's plain enough anybody are to see that and not tell people that little babies are born for heaven or hell.
That's foolishness.
The doctrine sometime it is sent out in this world, brethren, it's made up with a carnal mind. The carnal mind cannot understand the depth of God. God written this Bible. It was written by holy men of God
as
the Spirit moved upon them. That's how it was written. When God sent the Holy Ghost, brethren, and moved in their minds and their heart, they wrote. So it's not them that speaketh. And he said in another place, it's not ye that speaketh, but it's God that speaketh in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's not our good pleasure tonight, it's his good pleasure. We need to follow Jesus tonight, brethren.
Amen.
We need to be on the line. We need to be like the writer said, line on line and precept upon precept. Here a little and there a little. What line is there, brethren? I only read of one man stood on upon a wall that had a plumb line in his hand. One man, brethren. He's got the line tonight, and here it is. He lined it out for you, brethren. He got 66 books of it, and you better obey it. Or if you don't, the line is going to cut you out.
Because
the line's going to be laid upon them, brethren, and the plumb line is straight tonight, brethren. That's the reason he said straight is the way, narrow's the gate to lead the life everlasting, and few there be's going to find it. Do you understand just a few is going to find it? You look here around here tonight, and I know there's a lot of love would have been here, but if the house would have been full, it would still just have been a few. According to the population of this world, brother, there's multi-billions of people is going down to the world of the lost.
Absolutely, yeah.
But yet God's got a number that no man can
number.
Even as the sand of the sea, he told Abraham and the stars of heaven, brother, and he said, and no man can number the number, and that is a number that my mind cannot comprehend.
I can't either.
Amen.
But God knows it. God knows each and every one of them. He knows you're coming up, and he knows you're sitting down tonight. He knows your thought afar off. You think about that, bro. He knows your thoughts afar off. We're talking about a wise God. We're talking about a God has all power, wisdom, authority in heaven and in earth. Some people think that they're ruling tonight. They ain't ruling, brethren. The powers that be are what?
Ordained
of God, brethren. Don't you let the people fool you if they think they got power. They have only what God permits them to have. That's the reason God told the devil when he come. He said, this is your hour and the power of darkness. What hour was that? It was given under their hand that they should take the Son of Man and take him and nail him to a cross, brethren. This is your hour. It was given unto them, brethren, that they might take the Son of Man and take him and crucify him on a cross. Because it was written of him, brethren. It was written of him. Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written to me. To do thy will, O God, to take away the first, that he may establish the second and set it upon better promises. If he hadn't died, brethren, there wouldn't have been no better promises than that. It wouldn't have been no life, brother. My voice is getting hoarse.
Right.
You need to find you a song. I just love God's word and his way. And I want men to follow in that way. I want them to understand it's not about you and me.
No.
It's about him tonight.
Amen.
It's about Jesus tonight, brother. It's not about mortal man and what we have done. It's about what he's done. How he come and died and how he rose and how he is seated on the right hand of the majesty on high. All power and authority and angels being made subject unto him. All things is being made subject unto him, brethren. We ought, every tongue should confess unto God, but they don't, brethren. But the day is going to come when every knee is going to bow and every tongue shall confess. They're going to confess in that day. But it's going to be too late, brethren.
Right.
It's going to be like Judas that confessed unto himself, repented unto himself, and hung himself upon a tree.
But he was a devil.
Bible said he was. He's the only, you know, there's the foreknowledge of God again, brethren. God did not choose a righteous man to do a corrupt job. He chose a devil to do a corrupt job because he knew, he said, I knew what is in man. I need not that no man testify man.
From the very beginning.
And he said he was a devil from the beginning. He chose him to do the job that he knew his disciples wouldn't do, is betray him. He betrayed him for a lousy 30 pieces of silver. Sing, brother. We must sing.